For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 135.
Okay, 135. I like it. Solid number.
We're here. This is it.
I know. See? Almost to 140. This is how I benchmark things.
Yes, I know.
Ugh, I love it. I just love it.
How are you? What's new?
I am good. Not a ton new. This week, every week I have a plan of what I'm going to watch. However, when I went on to Netflix because I wanted to watch that new J-Lo movie.
The Mother.
Yeah. I wanted to watch that because it was Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, there's The Mother. I didn't know what it was about.
But not Mother's Day.
But I got sucked in because I know you don't like it, but Firefly Lane was back and that's my show. And it was the end. So I had to watch it. And that's what my week consisted of.
Wait,
and it
what's
was
back?
Firefly Lane.
I have no idea what that is. I really remember you talking about it.
I told you and you don't like it because Katherine Heigl's in it. But it's about these two friends from like since they were little and into their adulthood and just their life together and the things they go through. And it's a really girly, you know, friends, kind of like a Beaches, but in a series.
Okay. Used to love You Are the Wind Beneath My Own.
That movie gets me. But it's pretty much like that in a series. Katherine Heigl is like a comparable to an Oprah, but not quite to Oprah. But she's like this, you know, started off as an anchor and then had a talk show and just blew up. And her friend was like a budding, like up and coming producer, but then became a mom and then became a housewife and just like the lives they lead and all the things. So this was the finale and the finish of it all. And so I got sucked into that, which took me the whole week. It was great. I will not give it away in case anybody hasn't had a chance to watch, but it was emotional. It was all the things. And now it's over. So I'm sad about that.
Aww.
I know, but that's okay. Other than that, other than our shows, I watch obviously like 911 SVU. Was so good, and it had a crossover. It was good, and it has the last week's and this week's are crossover events with the what is that?
Organized crime.
Yes, thank you. I always want to say criminal intent.
I love that team. I love all of them.
Yes, so it's been a crossover with them last week and this week, and spoiler, it brought Amanda back.
No way. Oh, just yes. I knew that. So there's a report that she was going to like, but not permanently.
Right. I heard there was a report of that she was going to come back to SVU for like an episode.
Yeah.
But this brings her back for episodes of SVU and the other ones. So.
Oh, is she joining organized crime?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Stabler actually went to go find her.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so Stabler. I know. I love him. So it's good. It's good. So I would watch that. 911, you know, LA is always like a hit. I can't ever complain, but Lone Star this season has lost me.
I mean,
it's weird.
That's it for 911 on Fox. Now you got to watch it on ABC next year.
Right. And I will. And I'm going to.
I thought they were going to kill somebody before it moved. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to like, this is it. Then
how could you, in that the way it seems, it's like, how could you not? Everybody went down. One person. Everybody went down. But luckily, everybody made it. It all worked out. Thank God. I was scared. Lone Star just lost me. I don't got it in me anymore.
Did you watch the 2-hour finale?
I did.
Oh, I heard it was like a tearjerker.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't have tear ducts, so not
well,
me.
I mean, you might. I don't know. You might. I'm not gonna say that. I'm sure there's something in this world that could make you cry. If Lance Bass showed up at your house and said, I'm not leaving, you would probably cry.
Maybe out of frustration. Get out of here, Lance Bass.
I have a feeling, I know you won't agree, but I have a feeling that you guys might actually get along.
No, absolutely not.
He is in your mind because you've never met and you've never been in the circumstance, but I feel like maybe, just maybe, you might hit it off.
I doubt it.
I'm just saying. If he's friends with Curtis.
I mean, he needs to leave my man alone. I saw that.
Well, I'm just saying, off my man. He hangs with Curtis. You might have to learn how to just live with him.
No, I hope they're not really friends in real life.
I think they might be. I mean, they're, I don't know. I'm just going to say that. But and then basketball, of course. Like last week's basketball was just, you
crazy
know,
games.
Crazy, all good games. Like, you know, for me, I don't have any skin in the game. My team's not in it, but I never want to see like a blowout. I like to see good games, and they've all been like good, crazy games. So
what are your thoughts on Ja Morant?
You know,
I have horrible things to say, but I'm going to give them to myself for now.
You know what I think? And I've said this multiple times throughout history where there's been like the Aldon Smith situation. I mean, there's been a lot of situations we've seen with athletes who just, I feel like, get bigger than they in their heads than they are and don't realize that like this will take you down a notch or four or five. And I thought he would have learned that with the first situation, but to do this all over again, like
that's what they said. I don't know if it was like Stephen Smith or one of them, Stephen A. Smith, one of them, someone was like, it's not what you did last time, it's how you grow from what you did.
Exactly.
And then you went and did it again.
And it also makes me question his team of people like that are around him, because no one who's around you in any capacity, friend, works for you, otherwise, should enable this behavior or contribute to it, seeing like how much you already lost to be in the situation where now I'm going to hand you a gun and film you again.
Again.
It just should not happen.
Mere weeks later. Like we're still in the same year.
It is. It's super careless. Like I don't understand. I don't know what you're trying to prove.
You're 24. You're you're a star. People love you. Like, it's not like you're like Dennis Rodman. I kind of like, I equate them in the sense of Dennis was embattled, public eye, like all of that was happening. That doesn't happen to Ja. Like, he gets good press. He has everything going for him, yet you can't stop flashing guns on Instagram. I don't get it.
And I mean, you know, I think that we're all products of our environments in a lot of different ways. If this was your way of life where you grew up and you had to defend yourself or you had to, you know, God only knows. But it doesn't seem like that's what you come from. You're not coming from the streets. Like, it doesn't seem like you're coming from a situation where you have to be armed. You're not out hunting or doing anything on that. So like, why do you have this?
I don't know if people hunt with Glocks. I don't know.
Right. But you know what I mean? Like, what are you trying to prove? I don't understand. Like, you've made it, you're out. Like, there's people who like would die for this opportunity. Why are you not taking it seriously and being appreciative of what you have?
Well, and like, I know like his parents are super, like he lives next door to them and they're like super involved in his life. Like, I don't understand how his parent is like, hey, you're about to blow $196 million contract. Like, get your life together.
Right. Like, that's why I'm saying, and we've seen this so many times. And I used to say the same thing about like John Jones or Aldon Smith. Like, who do you have around you that keeps allowing this to happen? I don't understand.
I mean, John Jones, I think that was a little bit of like substance abuse, obviously.
Well, it is. But again, there's so much on the line.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And you've given so much opportunity. Why is nobody in your camp like, we're going to do everything we possibly can to keep you sober because you're going to blow it?
Insane.
But yeah, he keeps fighting. So maybe I'm not on to something. Who knows? I don't know.
He's fighting those invisible demons.
No, he just had a UFC fight a couple months ago.
Oh, I know.
So it's like, how do you keep, I don't understand how you keep.
He's also like 36 too.
Right. So it's like, I don't get it, but that's not neither here nor there.
Yeah.
What about you? What'd you watch?
I may or may not have binged 12 hours of Survivor.
What? Oh, God.
It's so easy without commercials. Like, it's dangerous. Because what I was thinking is, I was like, I'll start this season. And then by the time I'm ready, it'll be the finale and I don't have to like rush through it. You know, I don't have to like. Not the case, because I clearly finished it. This finale's next week. It is fantastic. The casting this season was so good. They did a really good job of casting the tribes as like kind of friendly, which is interesting. Like, a couple of the people are like gonna be lifelong friends based on how they were in their tribe, which is interesting.
Interesting.
So like a lot of loyalty is being tested, but most of them remained loyal, which is crazy. Not as many blind sides as I normally like, but you know, that sometimes that doesn't happen. But yeah, it's been really good. We're down to the final five and the finale is next week. So I'm pretty much caught up, which is interesting.
Right.
So I watched all of that. And then we're going to talk about, but I watched the Britney documentary on TMZ.
Oh.
Which is like further, TMZ is just a disgusting, gross company. And I don't know what else to say about them, but we'll get into that. But yeah, just our normal shows. I don't think I did not watch Scream 6 for the third time.
You know what's so funny? I almost texted you because after we got off the phone last week, I went and made something to eat and came, sat down and turned on the TV and Scream 4 was on.
I saw that. I almost tried to watch it.
And I was like, oh my God, we were just literally talking about this just a little bit ago. Yeah. So I watched a bit of it and I was like, no, this is not the one though. I've seen it, but this is not my favorite one. I'm not, they were like having some sort of Scream marathon.
Yeah. I mean, I'd watch all of them. I definitely need to see 4 again.
Yeah. I will watch them. If they're on, I usually will watch them because I just love them. But I've never actually watched them all in a straight like succession.
Yeah, for sure. Jumping into hot topics today. Well, first of all, if you're listening to episode 135, this is going to be hot topics, and then we'll do Housewives of Atlanta, and then we'll do the Jersey finale. We'll be releasing simultaneously our Scandoval, the finale episode. The episode was entirely too long. We didn't want to do a full 2 hours today. Well, we're doing a full 2 hours, but you don't have to.
Yes.
135. This episode will be separated from Scandoball finale. If you're looking for that, go ahead and find it. But they'll be posted together. So there'd be no difference if you're listening to all of these. But starting with our hot topics today, we got our Roni trailer. We got our new photos and I am obsessed.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? Okay.
I'm not obsessed, but I definitely am intrigued. You know, it looks like a good, diverse cast. It looks like there's a lot of things going on here that I think is going to be interesting. The dynamics. I like the women that they've introduced. I definitely want to see more. So I will definitely give it a shot.
It sealed the deal when she was like, did you not go on the cast trip because you don't fly coach? I'm like, oh, we're back. We are back.
Yeah, and I think I feel like it's different than the women they introduced before.
No.
Because when I watched it, I was like, I feel like I've only seen a couple of these women. I felt like they added somebody different or something. No, I don't know.
That girl Lizzie dropped off.
Oh, okay.
So there was Lizzie, remember, and there was like that whole racial thing and like, so yes, she dropped out and I thought we were going to see a little bit of her and then they would like show her leaving, but it looks like we're not getting any of her.
Okay. Yeah. I watched and I was like, I feel like maybe it's just been so long, but I was like, I feel like I don't know any of these women, but that's okay. I like all of them. There's a good mix going on. There's some diversity in it.
I love the diversity. I love that we're going from like 34, 36 to 54. I think that's a great like range. It did sound like the younger girls were trying to targeting Jenna at 54. Jenna Lyons is a beast in her own right. As we know, like she was dressing Michelle Obama. She was the head of J. Crew for years. Love her. And I love the fact that like some have families, there's single people in the city. Like I'm here for it. It looks like we're going to get like a very good mix of casting, mm-hmm. which I always love. And then there looked like there was some drama too. So I'll take it.
Yeah. No, I was definitely interested.
Sunday, July 16th, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Roni on a Sunday. That's going to throw me off, but we'll take it. And then we got our girls trip Roni legacy announcement at the same time. This will be on Peacock with Sonia, Ramona, Dorinda, Luann, Kelly Killer and Ben Simone, who is a psycho.
I don't know how.
Kristen Takeman. Is that it? Yeah. And Kristen Takeman. Funny, like Kristen was an odd addition, I think, for me. She like lives in LA now. She hasn't been on the series in season. Like Kelly.
Yeah, I was kind of a weird addition.
But I mean, I think they're going back to St. Bart's in the same house that, you know, the Johnny Depp pirate, right, happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This was also one of my favorite scenes of all time with Heather, Holla Heather, whatever the hell her last name was. And she said there was two male voices and one of them was Luann's. but yeah, this is like the white, I don't know if you've seen the white trash conversation when Sonya's like, what's white trash? And her and Ramona Google it. It's pretty hilarious. I can post it too. That's pretty funny. But so it'll be interesting. It sounds like they're going to spend 8 days in St. Bart's. We'll get like a little Peacock special and it will be Girls Trip 5, which will come after the Caroline Manzo Brandy drama that we're going to see, hopefully.
Oh boy.
I mean, I think this was the way to do it. I don't think we needed a legacy series.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that it sounded good at the time just because it's like they're so kooky and bizarre that I would watch it. But I think this, I think the girls trip will be fine.
Yeah, I agree. Jumping into the Britney documentary. So TMZ did a whole documentary about Britney, the life after conservatorship. And everything was negative, of course, because that's how TMZ rolls.
Ugh.
I love how they can report on the money grab of everything and then simultaneously be grabbing at the money, like by using her name and her image and all that. Which
right.
Is, we know about the knives. We know that she doesn't sleep for days and then she goes on binge sleeping, whatever. Obviously, like she's dealing with some things. Her husband has responded. He said, if you want to watch a documentary, that's great for you. Like, that's not our life. They do seem pretty solid. I mean, I want her to be happy. So relationship wise, like, go for it. I don't know. You didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch it. I saw the previews for it and I thought about it and I was like, you know, we chat about her and we'll cover it in our hot topics and say things. However, I feel like to make a whole hour long thing, just highlighting all of the bad things that have happened since her conservatorship ended. I didn't want to watch that.
No, I agree. I mean, I didn't try to watch it, but it was on. So I watched.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and also I think it's kind of irresponsible without like, you're just taking all this different footage, but I don't know. It just feels weird. Because I genuinely am concerned about her.
Yeah.
I think there really is something that's not quite right. I think that she has a little eccentric way to her, but there's definitely something going on bigger there. And I just hate that they always try to like capitalize on that. And I think it would be, if it was differently, it was done differently, but it's TMZ and I just couldn't
Harvey Levin is a pig for sure.
Yes. Like I just couldn't.
I also think that like, you need to highlight both sides of it, of like her life. And like,
yes,
I think the scary part now, like the biggest thing that I was like kind of read into was like her finances. Like she's bleeding money. This lawyer has cost her almost like $6 million to get out of the conservatorship and all of that craziness. But yeah, I just don't know where we go from here. That TMZ is reporting that she doesn't want to tour anymore. I don't think that's true. I think that if she tours on her schedule and she's involved and the creative side of it is what she loved. Right.
Yeah.
And I think getting back to that, look, she did the song with Elton John, Hold Me Closer. All of that is there. I think it's just like getting her, I think the stability is what's lacking in her life, but I don't think the conservatorship gave her that anyway. So like, that's not an answer.
No. Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, you know, even if she was offered an opportunity again, like to do a residency like she did before, but on her own terms, done the way she wanted to do it, like I could see that being something a little more stable for her than going from like city to city.
Yeah.
But I think that she just wants it to be her way.
I agree.
So I don't know if that'll happen, but
the Kardashians showed up at Hulu upfronts. There has been some leaked. So we're getting the new season next week?
The 25th, yes.
25th. Okay. So
new season. I cannot wait.
Season 3, 10 episode seasons. There's a leak that just happened that they supposedly signed 6 seasons. So you've got 3 more seasons of this.
Thank God. It is good.
And Chloe says she is absolutely not with Tristan.
Yes. Well, I think it was kind of stupid. Okay. I understand why people think this, and especially if you've never co-parented, like I get it seems weird. But the basis for people saying they must be back together because Kim was at the Lakers game.
Yeah, girl, like, well then maybe Tristan's sleeping with Jack Nicholson because he's right? At the game.
Do you see how many people are there? Like Kendall was also there with Bad Bunny. Is she sleeping? I mean, like, come on.
Watch out, Adele.
Right. Like, it's so crazy. And like, come up with something else. Like, we entertained the conversation when they were at McDonald's together. Okay, maybe they were at McDonald's together, but this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, crazy. I still need to binge season 2. I need to get through it. I know I'm broken. I don't know what. It just felt like the kind of the same stuff to me, but I'll get there. I promise.
It gives you a little more, and I like it because they get to, it's like more authentic. They actually, they get to say bad words. And yeah. and it's like, you know, always I thought like, oh, are these people so like straight and like clean cut? They don't cuss or anything, but they do. It's just they couldn't on E.
I need that Vanderpump Rules finale without uncensored.
My God.
That's what I need.
Jeez. But yeah. it'll be, I mean, this season's going to cover a lot, obviously, with the breakups of Kim and Pete.
That's crazy.
Kylie and Travis, Chloe's facial skin cancer. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. So
Okay, I'm here for it. And we're going to wrap up today. I don't know how this is going to go. We have not discussed this, everybody. So we might have like a very honest conversation right now. So Meghan and Harry made a very rare public appearance with her mother in New York City. The next morning, all hell was breaking loose. They said they were, quote, followed in a catastrophic, almost fatal car chase through the streets of New York City. It lasted 2 hours. They're shaken up. They're remaining in New York City for now. They're going to go home. Thoughts?
Well, a couple things. First, my first response when I read this was, where the hell were they going that they were driving for 2 hours? Because to me, if you were driving for 2 hours, you're no longer in New York.
Correct.
But okay, that's neither here nor there. That just is what caught my attention at first. Like, huh?
The whole thing caught my attention. The wording, the quotes, the fact yes. that it came from their camp first. If it was this bad, we would have heard from the NYPD. We would have heard from, like, sorry, continue.
No, absolutely. I think there's obviously a trauma trigger here for him because of the circumstances of his mother's death and the paparazzi car chase type of situation. It's very suspect because it's kind of like, well, who was chasing you and why were they chasing you for 2 hours?
Well, totally.
I need more information.
Totally. And I think, okay, this is probably going to come out horrible, but this is unedited. Here we go. So, perfect point. 2 hours in New York City is a very, you're driving in circles.
Right. Like, I don't understand.
Right. The streets of New York City are insane. So to say almost fatal, almost catastrophic, whatever, doesn't really mean a lot because like there's pedestrians everywhere. There's cars everywhere. You're telling me. And then you got out of your SUV to get into a taxi? How?
Yeah.
But you were already on the red carpet. You were posing for photos. You were ecstatic to be there. They wouldn't be fighting that hard to get your photo in the SUV. You weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
And the fact of like, we all could have related it on our own to your mother. You didn't have to relate it for us. It made it feel like you were putting it out there to say like, oh, see, it's happening again.
Yeah, it was very, I just was trying to understand, like, I don't get what's going on and why all this occurred. What were they chasing you for? Like, I don't know, just a photo? Like, you gave all the photo opportunities.
You had everything. You had your dress, the dress design.
Yeah.
Everything was out there already. There was nothing else for us to gain. I don't know.
Like, I think that's what I was trying to understand. Were you saying you were followed? Like, who was following you? Where you felt, did you feel you were in danger because of who was following you?
You also have $2 million a year in security.
Yeah.
So you couldn't drive up to wherever you were staying on the Upper East Side and this security couldn't escort you inside. I'm sorry. This, I have rode for them thus far. This, I don't know. The NYPD is saying this, we have a police report, but that's about it. They don't really have much else. There were no reported accidents or injuries or anything.
Well, and I've been to New York and I know the streets are pretty packed. I mean, maybe at that time of night they're not, but when I was there, it seemed like they were. I don't know how you could speed through anywhere.
Correct. And the word catastrophic, literally that is a quote from the publicist, whatever. Catastrophic makes it sound like a building came down. Like, I don't.
Yes.
Like, this is insane.
Like a 10 car pile up and then your car flipped over. That's catastrophic.
And I get it. Like, you had an intruder arrested on your Montecito property. We heard from Tyler Perry. We saw the documentary. We get the draw of it all. But a 2-hour car chase through New York City, like, there would have been helicopter. Like, we got OJ on the freeway in LA. At some point in the 2 hours, and you were calling the police or doing whatever, there would have been media there. And where are the photos of this car that was chasing you for 2 hours?
Yeah, that's what I was
like. Did they get the photo? Like, I don't.
Wouldn't you call 911 and say, this is Prince Harry, I'm driving, and someone's following me, and it's catastrophic. Can you pull them over and help us?
Yeah. Like, catastrophic to me is like severe fatalities.
Yeah.
Not you drove through the streets of New York City for 2 hours. I don't know.
Poor choice of words.
I mean, Whoopi on The View came for that. I mean, no one's buying it. It sounds, the NYPD is not with it. The governor's not with it. I mean, we're all kind of sitting here like, this is odd.
Yeah, no, none of it. It doesn't. It's just not making any sense.
Yeah, I agree. Anything else on Hot Topics today?
No, that is it.
Okay, so we're going to jump into Atlanta. We got our Atlanta taglines. Demetria has not heard them, so I'm going to read them to her.
All right.
Okay, Marlowe's is, my past may be checkered, but my future is solid gold.
Okay. Well,
hit or miss.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Drew's, forget the gaslight, I'm taking the spotlight.
No, girl. That ain't it.
This might be my favorite segment we've ever done. Candy's is, my roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide.
I mean, that's to be expected. After
your wigs are worldwide, girl.
Right. That Afro wig is a lot.
It's so bad.
I can't.
I think it's the shape that's coming over her forehead.
It's
like,
just...
if it was like scaled back a little bit and not so round in the front, I don't think it would look as weird. She looks like Beyonce in Austin Powers and Goldmember.
No. Definitely the same kind of hair, but she not look like Beyonce.
Okay. Kenya Moore. I just don't do it for the culture, honey. I am the culture. No.
I'm gonna say no.
Sonia's is, if you can't keep the pace, stay out of my race.
I don't hate it. No.
Oh God, hit this bitch. Sheree is,
oh, no.
She by Sheree, more like she broke the internet. Girl,
no.
Your $300 sweatpants, get out.
Right. No, ma'am. That ain't it.
So there's your taglines for Atlanta. You don't seem impressed.
No, I think that they're kind of corny and safe, but just like, eh.
And we're like, we just finished episode 2. Like, what happened? Why were these delayed?
Right. Like, well, I guess because it was a to be continued, so they didn't have the intros.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Mm. I don't know. I kind of miss, like, I am the moment. I don't know. Like,
yeah, there's been better. I'll say that.
Granted, this we're 15 seasons in, so we're running out of taglines. I'm almost shocked that they're still doing them.
I know. I always wonder, like, who comes up with these? Because They're just so corny and like, ugh, if you have a good one, stick with the good one.
Yeah. And like, it doesn't need to change every season.
No.
Crazy. Okay. So Atlanta episode 2, we pick back up at the $100,000 party. Do you think the party costs $100,000?
Well, I wasn't there. So I don't want to.
I thought I saw you.
Because I don't know what food or drinks they served, but they had a lot of entertainment. They had gambling, the venue, the decorations.
I mean, I think it's easy. Like, lighting, even like a party planner itself is going to cost like a flat. I mean, there's a lot of money to be spent.
Yeah, with the outfits. I mean, I don't doubt it.
I mean, you could spend $10,000 on alcohol easily, right?
Yes, yes.
That's 10% of your budget right there.
Absolutely.
I think you could easily spend $100,000.
Well, she's been saving after the party she threw last time. So,
yeah,
you know, so it's definitely not a party city party.
Kenya and Sheree get into the DMs. The DM is not there, as we know. Martell has the DM, though, on his phone from 2020.
I do not like him.
I'm shocked that we're like giving this man screen time. I've already said this.
Yes.
I don't know. I just like, we try to shy away from like repeats and like he's doing what he did on Love and Marriage in Huntsville.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Love and Marriage. You see the new Love and Marriage Detroit announcement?
Ugh, these shows.
The claim of there's someone else in Atlanta. He says, there's no one else. I'm just here for Sheree. Sir, okay. You're here for a camera and a check. Let's be real.
Right. I mean, the things that we show, I'm just over it with this guy. Oh my God. You know what I did? I totally off topic, but it just popped into my head.
Never off topic. Let it flow, girl.
I don't know why talking about him and them made me think of this, but the Martha's Vineyard.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I totally did watch it too.
When did they just start doing full on sex? And it's like,
I mean, so we saw Amir's ass. We see Silas stripping down every day,
and the whole like sound and movement, like that was a lot.
I mean, as a Black woman, are you offended that the star of a show is a dog?
Definitely no.
Like, how did we think that a dog named Milo was going to take the spotlight?
Well, because Black people have different feelings about dogs. I mean, let's just say that.
He got to go bowling.
They don't. Okay. Would you
he gets put Luna, his laundry done.
This would you dog. Put Luna in a backpack like that and hang it on the table?
No, he was pissed.
Like a bubble backpack?
Milo's like, bitch, I didn't ask for this.
And she's like, oh, I'll just hang him on the table.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. I just, as we're talking about Atlanta and Martell, that popped into my head. And I was like, I have to address this.
What do you think of the new guy?
No, thank you.
I'm sorry. If you take a shit in my bathroom, we are going to have an issue.
That was the most childish thing. He just doesn't seem
like he meshes with the rest of that.
He doesn't even seem like he's in the group. Like, I don't know how he got there with his raw sweatsuit.
That guy, was it Nick? Nick was so like, what are you wearing? What is this?
Yeah, I didn't understand. I was like, oh, how did this guy get here? But
we should have covered that this week. That episode was insane.
I know. Sorry for the interruption, folks. That just
also, I didn't know stay-at-home wife was a career choice, but I would like to sign up for that.
I am not all for kids.
Yeah.
If I can just stay at home and cook breakfast and tidy up, that's what I'll do.
So we pick up with Candy versus Courtney, kind of the same stuff. I don't know. Like, I feel like Courtney's trying to stake a claim to like get on camera.
For sure. I mean, definitely the movement and the behavior is extra. Like, you could address something without all of that.
For sure. Martell versus Kenya. Kenya is pissed off at the way that Martell spoke to her. And he said, quote, I want to know your take on this. So,
okay.
She said, all my DMs, and he said, you probably respond to all of them.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Was that shady? Was that insinuating that she's
Oh. It's like saying she's thirsty and she's dealing with all these men, but really you're not addressing the fact that you did DM her.
Yeah, also, sir. I mean, it was in 2020, so we're like 2.5 years ago.
Sure, but wouldn't you be like, yeah, I did 2 years ago?
He showed it. It was like, he was like, oh, thanks for the kind words, and kind was in quotes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I think Kenya always is a little extra and does the most, but in this situation, it was like, he was getting a little too reactive to me, like just saying, yeah, I did. I DM'd you. I was just saying, thank you. Here's the message. Like, what's the problem?
Well, she laid into him.
Oh, she's crazy.
She is dangerous with words, for sure.
Very reckless with them. And I don't agree with her being like, I feel threatened all the time. Like, this is becoming a pattern.
Yeah.
And you have to be really cautious with that because he wasn't threatening her. He was just raising his voice back.
My issue there was that Sheree agreed with her on the boat trip, but then used it against her when it was about Sheree and Martell.
Right. Now she's saying it's irresponsible, but before you agreed.
Yeah. Before like, you come on board and now you're like, no, not me.
No, keep the same energy.
Yeah. We finally see Drew. She's back from Detroit. Her dad is very ill. Her mom is also, I think, ill. I will say her glam in that interview looked insane.
Mm-hmm.
She looked great. Hair, makeup, dress, like get it, girl. You know, I like her, but I know you don't.
No, I do. I don't dislike her. I just think that she puts up with a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to get any better, Demetria, because she said, our relationship is the greatest it's ever been.
No, ma'am.
Foreshadowing.
Oh, God. Poor Drew.
Ralph found out that Courtney is his cousin. How do you just like find a cousin at 40 years old?
I will say this happens a lot in these kind of things.
Is it really?
Yes. I can't tell you how many times I've been somewhere and have met somebody, and then my dad will be like, well, who's your people? And then they'll be like, oh, my parents are so-and-so. And he'll be like, oh, that's our cousin. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, so like cousins of like by marriage. Like they sound like they were like blood.
Something he said, like his great grandmother was her dad, somebody. I don't know.
This sounds like we're getting into some Heather and Whitney Mormon territory.
Yeah. That's why I was like, okay.
And then Drew's going to release some new music. Her and Ralph are recording, and she's releasing a song with Candace.
No, ma'am. And no, thank you.
Are you going to delete all of your music platforms?
Yes. I don't want any parts of it.
Have you ever hated two people more on a song?
I literally, when you sent me that, I was like,
I'm dying right now.
Like, fuck my life. I don't want to hear this. Now I'm going to have to hear it on every show. It's going to cross into Potomac. It's going to be on Watch
Only get worse if they let Dr. Scott rap in the middle.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, help us.
Just when I saw the cover, I was like, Dimitri's going to lose her mind.
Like, why? I have no interest. I have no interest in any of it. I hope that I don't have to listen to it 1,000 times on these shows.
At least it's not like a drive back remix with Drew or something. Oh, God
knows what
part.
It's going to be.
It will be on Girls Trip 6. No, I'm just kidding.
No. No.
Candy and Sonia have lunch. This is why Candy gets paid the dollars that she gets paid. And this is why she is worldwide, because she straight up looks Sonia in the face and was like, well, did you defend me?
What did you say? Did you have my back?
No, she did not. She did not. She laughed, girl. She laughed with them. Yep. She did not have your back.
She was like, well, I said, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Get me to the reunion already. Like that right there, that scene. Sonya's growing on me.
No, definitely. Well, and what bothered me about it is like, you know, okay, you've been doing this a couple of years now, Sonia. So you know she's going to see this. So you might as well have just said, like, in the moment, I was uncomfortable. I didn't know what to say. I just kind of laughed it off. But I did say this, like, you know, she's gonna see what happened.
I just feel like if you come into like other housewives, like they would never hit you head on at a one-on-one. Like, did you defend me? Did you say Candy ain't ghetto? No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
She was like, well, to be fair, she didn't say you were ghetto. She said the people that were paid because of you were ghetto.
Yeah. Melvin got shot.
Oh, Melvin. Poor Melvin.
I don't know if there's... So I will say, going into this episode, after the last episode, I was like, I'm not ready for this. Like, I don't have the capacity. This feels like a Jersey 2.0. But the fact that the producer was like, are we not going to talk about Melvin?
Yeah, like you broke the whole fourth wall to walk out here and be like, so you're not going to talk about the elephant in the room? Like, what's like, going on?
This man is in a sling.
Yeah, and Candy's like, why? I'm eating my food. And we got a Phillip sighting. That was good. That was entertaining.
Oh, God. He is so attractive. If he got rid of those tattoos.
They don't. You can't. No. No. You just need to learn to live with it. It's an enhancement.
Opposite on tattoos.
I love them. Ugh. I'm telling you, you'll be like, okay, I can deal with a couple.
I'll deal with it's fine if you're like, hey, this is cool. Like this is, you know, my mom's initials or this is like something meaningful. Like I went on a date with this guy and he had Disney characters built into a whole sleeve.
Do they mean something?
No, they were just like, and I was like, first of all, I hate Disney. Second of all, I hate tattoos. Like this is not going to end well.
Who hates Disney?
Okay, I don't hate Disney. I hate the business that Disney has become.
Okay.
I hate the $1,000 park tickets. I hate the hotels. I hate the business of Disney. I enjoy Pixar movies. I enjoy the. That's fine. I think that it's a racket. I think that there's several families and people in our country who cannot afford to go to Disney. And Disney
absolutely agree.
Give a fuck. I think that's absurd. Not that I'm going to like rail on Disney right now, but yeah, I think the business of Disney is disgusting.
No, I completely understand and agree.
Back to Melvin and his sling.
Poor Melvin.
Why did I wanted them to rate the food in front of me? Like I wanted
the food looked delicious.
Those wings looked a little rough. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, okay. Well, everything looked good to me. As that fried lobster tail, I was interested.
And then Sheree delivered her line. If you go to Old Lady Gang, you don't know if you're gonna get biscuits or bullets.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Do you want that to be our episode title?
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
And then we wrap up with Sheree versus Kenya. Sheree says the disrespect. Kenya says the disrespect. Why are we talking about this still? Like, so Martell is going to be our storyline for the next 15 weeks?
I hope not. I really hope not. I don't have it in me.
I mean, at least I didn't have to look at his bulge being stuffed into a pair of jeans today.
Jeez. Well, you didn't. However, you watched two people have sex completely on Martha's Vineyard.
Over and over again. They go at it all. I mean, they're newlyweds, obviously, but they're getting it in all the time.
Jeez.
Whose side are you on, Sheree or Kenya?
You know, it always pains me, but I have to say Kenya in this one.
Really? Supposedly because, she's selling more manor. Sorry, total off topic.
Oh, I wonder where to go somewhere or because she can't afford it.
Well, the rumor is that Mark's trying to take half of it.
Oh.
And so she's selling more manor, but that's a total rumor. I don't even know if she's selling. It came on the interwebs.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, and this, I just feel like, as a friend, I'm looking out for you. I've seen this pattern of toxic men in and out of your life. I don't know this guy. He might be okay. But from what I've seen so far, I'm concerned. I'm letting you know.
I mean, for me, if I show up with a guy and my friend is like, oh, he DM'd me 2.5 years ago, I'm going to be like, okay. I mean, was he with his wife then? Was he cheating on his wife with the baby mama and babies? And like, maybe like I would be more concerned about where he was 2 years ago when this happened versus it affecting what I have with him now. Does that make sense?
Yes. But I think, sorry, I'm choking myself.
Oh, are you okay?
Yes.
I'll call 911 right now.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm actually choking on air. I think that the biggest thing is the fact that, you know, his history. And then people are hearing he has another woman in Atlanta. I mean, there's so many little things that it's just like, ooh, I don't know. It's like, should we trust him? And maybe we would trust him if we didn't know he already had like the scandalous situation with his ex-wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
I will, yes. His choices are poor to say the least. I'm kind of feeling it though. I'm saying this episode kind of got me back into, I was like, okay, the first episode was a little bit slow, but we're back.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's definitely weird good.
To have a slow episode when everyone's returning.
Yes.
You know, because it's the same, like the same dynamic. Everyone's there. You know.
Yeah. No, it's good. I mean, so far I'm into it.
Anything else on Atlanta?
No, I noticed we're not getting a lot of Drew and Marlo.
I think Drew is like still dealing with her family stuff. Marlo, not like zero.
Yeah. It's interesting, but that's fine.
But I'm sure it'll like pick up once we kind of get into the swing of things.
Yeah.
For sure. Are you ready for the Jersey finale?
Oh, God. Okay. Yes, I am ready for this. And I just will say I really, really have very mixed feelings about having to watch this wedding next week. I don't want to.
So that's all. First and foremost, rumors are swirling. So Jersey normally films June through like September, whatever. There are shorter filming. There are shorter season. They don't get like the 22 episodes that Beverly Hills gets. They're normally like a 14 range. Mm-hmm. So normally they film during summer. Filming will not pick up until September, possibly late September. Hmm. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm okay with that.
I mean, I think it'll be nice
we not have a to, lot.
Like, have the shore house and, like, do all that as we...
Yeah, I'd like to see something different, for sure.
We used to get Jersey in the winter, remember?
Yes. Well, I think right now it's important to, like, take some space from what we've just experienced, because it was a lot, and not only for us, but for them, like, they're clearly in a terrible place and divided, so I don't even know how you would film. You couldn't film anything as a group.
No. Well, so that's the thing is like, no one's fired. No one's renewed. They're going to take the summer, like figure things out. What they're saying, I don't know if this is true. This is all from Page Six, that they want to find a way that Teresa and Melissa can get along. They don't want to get rid of either of them.
Yeah, good luck.
I think Louis has hurt Teresa's position on the show.
Absolutely. I mean, he's
unhinged, to say the least.
He reminds me of Jack Nicholson in The Witches of Eastwick.
I was going to say One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You know how in the end, when he just got all like disheveled and slimy and crazy looking?
Yeah.
That's what he reminds me of.
So do you think that Louis played the long game and this was his plan all along? Or do you think that things happened that turned him into this psycho?
I mean, I think he was already a psycho. I think that he just played the game until he knew he had her and then started to kind of be like, okay, now do this and now say this and I'm pulling you out. I'm not letting this happen. And it's like, no.
Well,
I think this is who he is. Part
is like his sister was a fan, met Teresa at like a meet and greet event and then like introduced them. So like it all feels very set up to me.
Yeah. Like she kept saying, oh, we were taking a walk and he went by and we met. And it's like,
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No.
You met his sister at an event.
And I think that just seeing him and knowing the history of then he had to, he went to that group for rage and deal with his rage and screaming. And it's like, no, it's still that you didn't deal with it. We see it.
Well, and that's what her saying shit like, oh, my brother just goes off. Like the man you're with goes off all the time.
Yeah. It's crazy. We'll get into it, but it's like, he's instigating all of this and then trying to flip it on that.
For sure. So Rachel and Danielle sort of make up.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
Until we get to the party. We're at the party. Sorry. They're making up. So Luis shows up. Teresa and Joe kiss. Hey, how are you? Louis purposely ignores Joe and then makes a comment about chosen family. I am all for chosen family. I think friends can be super close to you. I think that you can like forge amazing relationships. But I don't think that you can use the word chosen family in a negative aspect to hurt your actual family.
No.
That is bothersome.
No, because I have a very large chosen family with the friends that I've built like my lifetime friendships with that are my chosen family, but they are my family. And it doesn't negate my actual family.
No, not
they are
at all.
Just the people that I choose. But he says it in a different way. And it's like, it almost seems like he wants to push anybody out that's not on the boat. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Jen and Bill, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. They can stay. The rest of them got to go.
But I think Jen is pushing that chosen family narrative.
Yeah, because then she can manipulate Teresa.
I want her off the show.
I know. I can't with her. I'm done with her. I can't even stand to look at her.
No storyline.
Can't stand. The same storyline for the last 3 years. We know your husband cheated. Okay.
So Danielle tells Jen, I have to tell Melissa the rumor. And Jen says, well, you know, it came from Laura. Here's the thing is that like, Jen and Teresa aren't crucifying Laura in this situation. First of all, Laura's not on camera. So
right.
Danielle to take this from Jen and spread it is saying, I believe that Jen heard this from Laura. And I believe that Laura heard this from Marge, but you don't have those connections.
Right.
You're just taking Jen's word for it and then persecuting two other people who you don't speak to who aren't involved.
Well, I agree.
I think Teresa and Jen were behind this. I think they wanted Danielle to spill it. And the fact that, we'll talk about it, but the fact that Jen and Teresa leave the party, go downstairs to their own little thing and leave Danielle upstairs holding the torch was all I had to see.
Especially when they said, like, when they asked Teresa and they were like, well, did you know Jen was going to, like, that she told Danielle? And she's like, yeah, I knew.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I knew. Oh, yeah. She'd like,
yeah. So it's like, you knew it. You guys knew what you were doing.
Yeah. Okay. So Melissa, I think Melissa won the finale for this perfect reason. Danielle goes to Melissa. She's like, hey, I got to tell you something. Melissa's like, what do you got to tell me? And so like Danielle's like so nervous. And Melissa was cool, calm, collected. And she's like, I already know this story. And you know how I know this story? 6 months ago, boom, like just drop the bomb.
Yeah,
she didn't break a sweat. She didn't raise her voice. She was like, yeah, Teresa called Joe over, told Joe. What I don't get,
Oh, no, I was going to say, Oh, no, no, no. I was just going to say she's become an old pro at getting ahead of these things, dealing with Teresa.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Teresa could have called Melissa and Joe and said, hey, Laura told us this. Let's take down Marge.
Right.
But you didn't. You chose to call Joe solo, hoping he'd leave Melissa in the dust. Yep. Which you clearly don't know your brother at all because they're obsessed with each other.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No. So Marge comes over and she's like, I'm going to tell her about her Amazon dress. Also, I've said this before, Danielle is too new. She is not equipped to go after. Like, Marge is almost like a Phaedra and a Quad level.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Like, you are not equipped enough to go toe-to-toe with Marge, who doesn't drink alcohol either. So her mind is clear, and she is an assassin.
Yep.
So Marge comes over, she assassinates her, and that's the thing. Danielle, I think what blows my mind is that Danielle wanted this to go on Marge.
That's the only reason why she did it. That's what pisses me off the most. You didn't do this because you were concerned about Melissa. Otherwise, you would have privately called Melissa, had a conversation with her, and told her, I just wanted you to be aware of this. You did this and then pushed the agenda. Why is nobody mad at Marge?
Yeah, that's what she wanted.
Yeah.
So Melissa calls everyone a loser, which I didn't really care for, but whatever. The L finger, we don't do that anymore. Everyone's losers. Louis says, it was me. I'm a winner. She's winning. I'm a winner. Like, sir.
Oh God, I hate even, that guy.
I don't know if you saw, like, the caterer who was to the side of Louis was like mortified.
Yeah, it's he's the worst.
Literally, the word is unhinged.
Like, red in the face. Did you see the crazy, like, clip? Like, they just caught that snap of him, like, smoking his cigarette. Yeah.
I watched it twice. I was like, this man is insane.
And his face was like red, like the Inside Out character that turned red with fire when he was mad.
Mm-hmm. He was crazy. I was like,
dude, take your cigarette, go over there and chill the fuck out.
The fact that, like, Melissa was like, why are your eyes popping out? Like, what is wrong with you? The way that Melissa held it together. Here's the thing. So I've, like, always kind of liked Melissa, whatever. But the year with Jen, when Jen threw the silverware and Melissa was like, you got the wrong girl.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the turn up that's all I needed from Melissa, right?
Oh, yeah. So,
the fact that she didn't turn up, she just sat there and was like, okay. Because I think in her heart of hearts, she knew 6 months ago when Louis called Joe over with Teresa without Melissa, she knew they were waiting to drop this bomb.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And so she was completely unfazed by the entire drama. Somehow Marge and Jen get into it. Jen is wasted again. Wasted Jen. No match Always for wasted. Sober Marge. No match for sober Marge.
Nope.
Marge eviscerates her, which I kind of loved. She was like,
oh, yeah.
"Your husband. I want to use this in my daily life somehow." Bill slept with a subordinate.
Oh my God!
And Jen says she threw herself at him. Wait.
Oh.
Go.
Like, it's like that, and that's the crazy thing. Like, now it's not your perfect husband. Oh no, was it? She threw him. So what? My husband's not a cheater.
That's the thing. You couldn't even. You were so drunk, and you were so ill prepared for what was coming at you that you didn't hit back at Marge. You hit back at the girl who slept with your husband.
Yeah.
What?
Like, made no sense. Absolutely no. None.
This is why Marge doesn't drink all the time. Like, she is locked and loaded at all times.
It's smart. I'm telling you, it's
wild.
It's so much easier to be prepared.
Louis goes after Joe. He's trying to rile Joe up. He starts disrespecting Melissa. That gets Joe riled up. Everyone kind of holds Joe back. Nate doesn't really have to hold Louis back. I mean, you can take low budget Barbie Danielle and get her out of my face. Like, I don't need this girl anymore.
I'm dumb. Yeah.
Her husband, I'm done. Like, I'm out. You live in a townhouse. I don't have time for this.
No, I'm done. I mean, that whole scene. And then the husband trying to get in between. And, come on. Come on.
No. No, sir. Danielle and Marge get into it now. Rachel jumps in. Rachel got shoved in the whole Jen thing. I mean, this was insane.
Poor Polly. He's like, I throw something at my house.
Polly's house is too nice for this, y'all. Like, this ain't the best. If I was Dolores, I'd been like,
you guys need to get the fuck up out of here.
The poor, like, all the staff was like, what is happening?
Yeah, that was,
Then we find out that Gia called Joe Gorga and said, you can do better than Melissa.
Yeah, which she's now denying.
Do you think this call happened?
Yes.
Absolutely. Why would Joe make this up? It makes no sense. Joe could use Teresa. He could use Louie. Why would he pick on Gia? It makes no sense.
And now she's like, I never called him. I just called him. Only time I called him was to tell him that he has to come to the wedding and that he should be there and what it would cause if he doesn't come. But I never said anything. Like, yes, you did.
And I think it was like season 10. There's a scene. I'll have to find it. But Gia is like, oh, Zio Joe is there for us. He's always there. He was at my prom. Like, this is ridiculous that Teresa's doing this to her kids.
Yeah.
When he's her godfather, too. It's not even funny.
Like, that's also her godfather. So it's kind of like, you know.
Wild. Anything else on this party before we get into the last couple minutes?
No.
Polly's house. That's all I know. Now Polly and Dolores are looking for a new house because that house has been desecrated.
Jeez.
I just want to say the fact that Teresa and Jen mostly, but I think Teresa was involved, and Jen is dumb for doing this for Teresa, but planted the news with Danielle, and then the four of them took off and left Danielle up there by herself is so shitty to me. It's like not even funny.
Yep, but that's to be expected from these people.
Like, if I were Danielle, I'd be like, you planted this and then you bailed on me. Like, you watched me bury myself. Like, just absurd.
So, yeah, they knew what they were doing and they let her take the fall.
And that sucks. That's like, yeah, that's like LVP level shit, like back in the day.
Yep.
Wild. Okay, so next day, Dolo calls Melissa. Melissa's like, how can I go to and celebrate a marriage of somebody who's constantly trying to destroy my marriage?
Agreed.
Get it, girl. Get it. I just... Wild. Trey, Teresa, Jen, and Dolo meet up. Louie comes in looking like a hot mess, as per usual. And he's yelling about a guy named Bo Deedle. I don't know this man. I had to do some research. I got a Wikipedia page. So Bo Deedle, like in the 70s, was this like private investigator. He's been in some like Scorsese movies. Apparently he's like, whatever. And Louie called him. Louie's got dirt on everybody. But Bo Deedle's coming to the wedding in 2 days. But now Louie and Teresa are saying that's not true. And that's not what they meant.
Well, what'd you mean? You literally said he's got stuff on all of you. He looked into all of you.
You said his name twice.
Yeah.
Bo Deedle. I was like, I don't even know. I thought everybody it was an going, insult at first. Like,
yeah, so did I.
Like, and oh, everybody okay, kept going, Tommy what is boy, that? Why don't you go to college? Like, I thought it was like a joke about like a character. I didn't realize that like Bo Deedle was a real human.
Me neither. And then everybody, like Marge was like, what is that? What is he saying?
Well, now Bo Deedle had put out a tweet, which I didn't know Bo Deedle tweeted, but he said, I've never been contracted by Louie, da, 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 but they're friends. Like you were at the wedding. I hope we see Bo Deedle on camera next week.
Well, I hope so too. I want to get to the bottom of what he knows.
Yeah. He knows everything on everybody.
And I liked that Dolores asked, like, how do you feel about him? Like looking into everybody, like what?
Well, and then Teresa in the confessional, Teresa, what does he have? Oh, I don't know. And then Dolores is like, I don't know. Like, this is wild. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's what I think happening. We saw like the after shows. Hopefully Dolores kind of takes a stand at the reunion of like, you can't keep throwing gasoline on the fire when like you don't like this is insane.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Teresa could have said, oh, look, the Gorgons are terrible. Look what they've done to me. But I think Louis looks so bad. Like, I can't even imagine the conversation. Like, Andy is like, this guy is a fucking nut.
Oh, yeah.
Use my language.
And I loved that they were on Watch What Happens Live. And Louis was sitting in the audience. And he was still asking, like, the work the polls questions. And they were asking, like, is Louis out of hand? And everybody was like, 100%. Like, yes.
Oh, they're like, oh, the polls are rigged, da, 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 all this stuff. Like,
no, also, that's how we feel.
Finale, season high, million viewers, duh.
Ugh.
Good for Melissa. I think Melissa came out completely on top of this whole situation.
Yes. I can't. Which all leads me to say, I don't know how I'm going to stomach this wedding next week.
I mean, hopefully it'll just be like, ugh. Get it over with.
10 Maybe minutes is not
just enough. Lay there and take it for 60 minutes. You'll be okay.
I don't want to. Because it's not just like how we have to deal with her now. It's just her and her kids and this guy. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to see the fact that the preview of Jen and Dolores, like, horrified by her wedding hair is why the only reason why I'm tuning in.
Yeah. Thank God somebody else is horrified.
So next week we have the wedding special. I'm almost positive it was supposed to be a 3-part wedding special. It's clearly just one episode now. Nothing crazy.
Thank God.
Obviously it was all on Instagram. I don't want to watch a wedding special that I saw on Instagram a year ago. I don't care. I also don't like her. And then we have a 3-part reunion coming up, which is apparently like way beyond anything that the season was, which is crazy.
Oh, I'll watch that.
Yeah. Anything else on Jersey?
No, I hope that whatever they need to do to fix this so we can get another season, let's get this worked out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like
to something else.
I like the pause. Let's look at the casting. I mean, honestly, I would cut Jen. I would cut Marge. I'd cut Jackie. There was even a rumor that I heard that was like, maybe put Teresa and Melissa on pause and see how the show fares without them. I think that's
no.
Not no,
bad idea. You could pause Teresa, but not Melissa.
My thing is like, if I were Teresa, wouldn't you be like, wow, Melissa and I can join forces and like annihilate everybody? That's what I don't get. And I mean, it shows. Look at the ratings. The ratings are coming in for Melissa. Teresa lost Dancing with the Stars. Teresa doesn't have like. Oh, I started the show. You didn't. Like, the Manzos were the focus of this show.
Absolutely. It was made for them because of the brownstone.
Yes. And Dina and Jacqueline, you were an addition because you were friends with them. Like, this wasn't your show. This is your show now, unfortunately. And look where we're at with your daughters and their fake Cartier and their terrible work done on their faces at 18 years old. But that's your own issue. But, like, I don't understand why you just don't want to play the game. And you'd have a successful show. It blows my mind.
Well, I get it.
And it's your only brother. Ugh, I'm very worked up. I'm not ready for the Scandaball episode, Demetria.
I know. I think I'm still like shell-shocked from last night. I'm trying to take it in. But all of this, it's just too much.
Yeah, for sure. We got OC returning on the 7th of June. Hopefully that gives us a little bit of like levity in our lives. We've got the new Roni, which I'm very excited about. I love fresh blood. I'm here for it all. The new Bachelorette is starting, I think, like next week.
Oh my God. Did you see that Golden Bachelor?
I did see the Golden Bachelor.
The hell's going on?
I think I'm ready to go on there. I'm almost golden.
You are not golden.
I don't know if I'm going to be watching the Golden Bachelor, to be honest with you. Like, I don't want to see messy old people. That sounds terrible.
Ugh,
are you going to watch The Golden Bachelor?
No.
I might give it a shot. I just want to see what it's about. Like, how are they going to structure this?
Oh, I mean, I guess I want to know the structure, but I don't know.
Bachelor in Paradise is apparently filming right now. So you're going
to. Yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, we'll get a new Bachelor in Paradise, the new Kardashians, lots of stuff coming up. Anything
Selling
you're watching?
Sunset.
Selling Sunset without Christine, which is just a travesty, as you know. I also, I hate Chrishell. I just,
I know.
I can't with her. But yeah, and oh, Buying Beverly Hills got renewed. They're coming back with a season two with Mauricio. But yeah, let us know what you're watching. We are going to record the Scandoval, the finale right now. So those will be out together. Check out that episode. Like us, rate us, follow us on Instagram as always. I'm getting a little bit more active on Twitter now that I have time. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, go ahead and do that at Escaping Reality. I live tweeted the finale last night. I had lots of feelings. But yeah, I mean, thanks as always for the support. Thanks for listening. Check us out. This is the end of episode 135, but we do have Scandoball, the finale, coming up next.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.